I think this plan is actually really important. And I think that this gives us an opportunity really to provide an overarching framework for all of the decisions that we make going forward.
That's Sonoma County Supervisor Linda Hopkins. She says that even though the framework doesn't have any legal standing, it still has the potential to radically change the county's response to disasters. But when Santa Rosa resident Irma Garcia first read the framework, she was stunned. She immigrated to the area from Mexico and now volunteers with the nonprofit North Bay Organizing Project, or NBOP, to help improve the lives of other immigrants.
Durante y después de los incendios, nuestra comunidad migrante indocumentada fue afectada de muchas maneras.
During and after the October wildfires, our immigrant and undocumented community was affected in many ways. In the shelters, we were treated disrespectfully. We weren't welcome, especially my family. After the fires, we were outside of the system. FEMA couldn't help us, nor could the city, nor could the county, nor could any level of government.
Garcia helped NBOP write a list of recommendations for the Sonoma County Board of Supervisors so that it could improve its response during the next disaster. She expected these recommendations to be included in the draft framework. She read through the 68 pages that were translated into Spanish to see if they were.
Con el frame, no hay nada. No hay nada incluido.
In this framework, there's nothing. There's nothing included. And this is the reason that if we have another natural disaster, the undocumented and immigrant community will be left out of the system again.
There were three things in particular that Garcia would have liked to see in writing.
Una, que es que se respete.
First, that they will respect language and translate everything used to inform the community. Second, that after a disaster, during the cleanup, the county needs to make sure that undocumented community members who are working on the cleanup are protected. Third is that everyone is given the same help without discriminating who is a citizen or not. Everyone is treated as a resident who lives in this county.
Linda Evans is another member of NBOP who helped write the recommendations.
So we were extremely disappointed. We felt like they gave, at best, lip service to language access, and they couched all of the needs of the Spanish-speaking community in the area of vulnerable populations instead of addressing the question of providing services as a question of equity.
I asked Supervisor Linda Hopkins if she feels as though their draft framework does address the needs of Spanish-speaking residents.
The plan does talk about having better sort of multilingual capability when it comes to disaster notification. And we have actually sent out Spanish language alerts, including wireless emergency alerts, as testing since the fires. But I think that we really need to call this out as a primary theme and put it front and center. Because right now it's kind of woven into different elements of the plan, but it's a little bit buried. And I think we have to acknowledge that we did not do a good job, and we have a long way to go to just doing a better job serving people who don't speak English in Sonoma County.
The period for public comment on this draft closed on Friday. Now, a committee of supervisors is working on finalizing the document and incorporating the suggestions submitted by the public. Hopkins expects the final plan to be completed and voted on by the end of November. I'm Adia White for KRCB's North Bay Report.